A gopher can do that, or a tortoise, I guess they call it kura, I think they'll call it kura.
Do they all live on the land, or do some live in the water?
Well, most of them on the land. Alligator kura most live around the water.
How about turtles?
Turtle, yes.
Is that same thing?
Same thing. All the same thing.
And they live in water or land?
Turtles live mostly around the water.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, some call them intestines, some call them guts.
You ever call them chitlins?
Chitlins, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, what do you call the center part of an egg?
Is that the yolk?
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body from his waist to his shoulders?
Well, it's the upper part of his body.
Would you ever use the word either chest or breast?
Well, yes. Chest or breast, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you can get into to row yourself to the other side of a lake?
A rowboat.
And if it has a squared-off bow, is it called anything different?
Yes, there is a name, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a dondo or a
batteau
or a
pirogue? A batteau, yes.
Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you could say, well, that's certainly a pretty quet of beads.
String of beads.
Okay. And if two men have a fight, and one defeats the other one very soundly, you could say that one man really quet the other one.
Beat the other one.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
The back part, you have got down with all fours or knees.
You ever say you got down with haunches or haunches?
Haunches,
or
yeah.
Hunkers? Or?
Haunches.
Okay. How do you mean that stingy person?
Well, stingy, if you narrow.
Okay. Any
other? I'm sure it's something else, but I can't think of it just now.
Okay, fine. Let's see. Suppose a person was wearing funny-looking clothes that just don't match at all.
Tacky.
Okay. Does that apply to a man as well as a woman?
Yes.
And if a person's wearing her best clothes, you say she's really...
Well-dressed.
Okay, and you say the same thing for a man?